الحب حياكم والشوق حيانا ليوننا ذكرى.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I was born in Durban. I've come a long way to Johannesburg. I lived in Durban with my family, which consisted of my late dad, may Allah bless him with Jannatul Firdaus, my mum, brother, and my sister. Alhamdulillah, we are a very close-knit family. I began working from the age of 14 years, part-time in a finance company. My job entails receiving faxed loan applications, writing down the time, and handing it over to a verifications clerk. I worked every June, July, and December school holidays. I came from a poor background, but a very happy and loving home. I matriculated in 1989 with a matric exemption with excellent results and was employed by the same company on a permanent basis. My dad could not afford to send me to further my education, and also he would not allow me to go to university. However, my employer afforded me the opportunity to study part-time through UNISA and offered to pay on condition that I passed each subject, and should I fail, I would pay from my own earnings. I chose to study the BCom degree. I was 19 years of age when I got married. Few months later, I got divorced. I was writing exams and my dad took ill with influenza and he passed away. Indeed, a very sad and tragic part of my life, but shukr to Allah, I coped and strived to pass. I was promoted to be the youngest manager on the team of about 10 managers in the company and was given the opportunity to come up to Johannesburg to assist in running the branch. After going through my divorce and losing my dad, I took the challenge of the new job with no family or friends in Johannesburg. All the time that I liked the place and the person, I got off the plane and looked around to see my name written on a board and prayed all the time that I liked the place and the person that I will be living with and prayed to reach there in one piece. Alhamdulillah, I lived with a Muslimah and she helped me to get around Johannesburg. May Allah reward her in abundance. I continued studying whilst working and wrote down my goals. My goals were as follows. To purchase a car so I could stop using public transport to and from work. And of course, to drive down to Durban and visit my family whom I missed so much. To purchase a home so that my mum and sister could come up and live with me. To obtain my degree and climb up the corporate ladder and earn enough to take care of my sister who was very sickly at that time. And also to help my brother who was not making ends meet back home. To retire at the age of 30 and to get married again and have my first child when I am 30 years old. I worked and earned and met my goals quicker than I expected. I bought my first car cash and I purchased my own townhouse. I climbed up the corporate ladder, changed jobs to obviously earn more and more, and shukr, from the teaching from my late dad, I was able to save and send money back home for my sister and my mum and brother. I was a sole breadwinner for my family. I enjoyed making money and buried myself in my studies without a social life. I was lonely and sad and used to long for home and wish that my dad was around to enjoy all my achievements. But then Allah Ta'ala answered my plea and blessed me with a hafiz, my dear husband. I got married and became his second wife. During that time I was blessed with a pregnancy, but it only lasted for a few weeks. I miscarried. I drove myself to the clinic and was taken care of. Amidst all my challenges at work and at home, I strived higher and higher in my career. I was an account executive in the marketing department for a corporate company and reached my targets every single month. I was afforded the opportunity to visit many countries, namely Mauritius, Austria, when skiing on the glaciers, Germany, Italy, Switzerland, and when I retired at the age of 30 years, I had already won 2 trips, namely to Bali and the Greek Isles. But I forgo that part of my life for a better life. I did not take the last 2 trips because by then I realized that there was something missing in my life. My marriage was on the rocks because of my lifestyle. I had forgotten my duties as a wife to my husband, and also by then we were blessed with our first son. My mom and sister lived with me so that they could take care of my son and my household chores. I would come from work tired. I was too independent, earning a fantastic salary, and never listened to my husband's pleas as to my dressing, me staying at home and taking care of our child. I was too busy making money, which I thought was the most important part of my life, because I was used to earning my own from a very early age, but I was losing myself in the sense of my iman. One day my husband confronted me and asked me to read my kalima, and I struggled. He pleaded to me every single day to change my lifestyle and told me that money is not everything in life. Life is about being happy and enjoying each other and taking care of your child and being the queen of your home and not to be a slave to this temporary world that we are visiting. And then I started to relook at my dressing, thinking that it would bring some peace between us. So I started wearing a matching scarf with my suits and gradually started making dua after every salah that Allah Ta'ala grant me contentment in my heart and bring me closer to Him. My istikhara every day was, O Allah, You help me to choose and decide. I also made dua that Allah Ta'ala afford my brother the barakah in his rozi so I can ward myself off from the responsibility of taking care of my mum and my sister financially. Allah Ta'ala is so merciful and most forgiving and always giving. I make shukr that I have changed for the better and now I live the best life, and that is an Islamic life. I chose to wear the full hijab on my own with no pressure from my husband, and he has supported me ever since. It happened the day that I resigned from my job, which was on the 30th of September 2002. I have been for Hajj. I was blessed with another son, and it is 8 years now that I am in full Firda. I am currently studying the greatest of all knowledge, which is the Holy Quran, and inshallah, my firm intention is to become a Hafiza, and if Allah wills, an Alima, inshallah. Ameen. May Allah Ta'ala grant me knowledge and understanding. I make shukr for being blessed with an emotionally strong mother who always told me to make sabr and constantly reminded me to turn to Allah and He will be my guidance through all the tests of time, and for an understanding and supportive husband, and for making me realize that there is more light at the end of the tunnel. He has always told me these words, love your Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam first and then your husband and family after. Alhamdulillah, I live by these words, and that is how I manage living my life with full contentment, happiness, peace and tranquility. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless my husband with good health, long life, barakah in his rozi, and give him the strength to maintain both his families equally and to be there as our pillar of strength. I make shukr to Allah Ta'ala that He has blessed me and saved me from the sick and scary world out there. I make shukr that Allah Ta'ala has given me the opportunity to make istighfar, to make sincere tawbah, and to beg for forgiveness from Him, especially with all my outstanding salahs. I have made a firm intention to pay back 10 years of lost salah. Inshallah, Allah Ta'ala make it easy for me and accept my effort. I make shukr to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala that He has blessed me with 2 mashallah sons, and the first wife with 2 mashallah daughters. Allah has blessed us all with muhabbat and understanding, and inshallah, may Allah Ta'ala keep us like that till our demise, and make our children the flag bearers of Islam, and bless them with the Quran in their hearts, inshallah. Your sister in Islam, Nazima. كيف تجرين لضمي كلما ناديت أمي خبريني حين كنت ترضيني كل حين حب ديني ها أنا صرت فتاك يا لسعد حين يغشاني دعاك
الحب حياكم والشوق حيانا ليوننا ذكرى.
السلام عليكم. I would love to take this esteemed opportunity to give honor to none other than this angel that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent our way. She is surely a woman in a million. I pay homage to South Africa's best Farida Appa. A phenomenal woman, a mother, grandmom, wife and caregiver. An exceptional being, so humble and extra special in every sense of the word. She runs the Family Institute here in Nigel together with her husband, which is situated on a farm plot in Jameson Park. This is a charity-based organization to which I belong on a temporary basis at present. This place houses way more than 100 of us orphans, destitutes, abused women and the elderly. It's called Madrasa Baitul Banat, a family institution. With Allah Ta'ala's rahmat, this place flows with barakah. We eat very healthy. We are cared, counseled and catered for. All by this dedicated, precious soul who works tediously to oversee everything. And she still has the energy to be humorous and does everything in her power to gladden and brighten our every day. This tremendous task that she carries off so well with a bit of help on a daily basis certainly has its negative challenges, but she never complains. I thank Almighty Allah for guiding me to this place, because thanks to Him, I had the honor of meeting and getting better acquainted with this incredible woman. She's a true beacon of hope and inspiration, so pure at heart with an iron will, faith galore, and perseveres with patience no matter how many stumbling blocks she has to overcome. She is a great woman and an inspiration to our nation, a powerhouse of motivation, a force to be reckoned with. Her contribution as a woman in South Africa is beyond comparison. Truly priceless she stands. If many followed in her footsteps, what a peaceful and blessed world this would be. Blessed with insight, foresight and iron sight, she faithfully treads down a very trying path, always putting others before herself. Her generosity exceeds beyond limits. Her perseverance makes it seem so easy. Her compassionate and loving nature always comes shining through as she carries herself through all the hurdles with her rich morals, her tremendous faith in our beloved Creator, and her dignity intact. She truly deserves the title Jewel of Africa. She is grace under fire, and inshallah, she will be richly rewarded by Almighty Allah for all her hard work, dedication, and for making such a positive difference in people's lives, housing, feeding and being a soothing balm to them when they are at their lowest point in their lives. May she be crowned with honor which she so richly deserves. Ameen.
خبريني كيف تجرين لضمي كلما نديت أمي خبريني حين كنت ترضيني كل حين حب ديني.
Assalamu alaikum. As any creature with blood flowing through our beating hearts, there is none in our lives more precious than our sweet gem, our mothers. As certain as I am as the sun rises in the east, I have no doubt you will agree with me that the precious love and bond we as children share with these wonders from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nothing in the world compares. I know that many inspiring stories have been told of amazing women who have endured countless hardships, and to them, I ask the Almighty to favor you with the highest abodes in Jannah. I humbly request, however, that you allow me this opportunity to share a few words on the surreal wonder there is in life, my mother. Where to begin? I have pondered on this for days at end. Still, the words escape me at just the thought of how not even a lifetime is enough to repay the kindness and love my mother, my blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, has showered upon us. How true it is that paradise lies under the feet of our mothers. It is with those very feet that my mother, with 5 children in hand, moved from country to country to give us the best possible life any parent could wish for a child. Her journey began here in South Africa, where at a young age, my grandfather, who I never had the privilege of meeting, passed on. Raised impeccably by my grandmother, my mother married at the age of 20, and without hesitation, as any obedient wife should, she crossed the border to Mozambique with my father to brighten his family home. How daunting it must be for any new bride to come into a new home. So I can't even imagine what courage it took to leave the comfort of her country and embark on this journey with my father. Having to learn a new language just to communicate with those around her. After some 9 years, having won the affection of those closest to her with her two daughters aged 8 and 6 and myself on the way, my mother once again faced an enormous challenge with the civil war in full flight in Maputo. The decision was taken by my dad to leave the shores of Africa and cross over to Europe, Portugal. Life there was harsh and unrelenting, staying in a small flat, eating on makeshift tables from cartons with the patience only a mother and wife possesses. She made it her home. Such was that the severity of life there that my mother began making and selling cakes and sweetmeats just so that ends could be met. Still, the biggest test of her life was yet to come. My father's illness with cancer and Parkinson's. His forced retirement some 10 years ago, the hospitals, doctors, teaching him to walk again after a huge operation. In the eye of such trauma, my mother never once blinked. So fast forward some 30 years after Portugal, with moves to Swaziland, then Middelburg, and finally our own home in Lodium. My mother today still wears that same sweet smile on her face, slaving away, making wedding cakes and other delicacies. With her 5 children all grown up and 7 grandchildren's laughter filling her home, she still finds ways to always keep me in awe at the wonder she is. Her days are filled with the kitchen, running errands, and most importantly, seeing to my father's every need in his weakened condition. And never is there a frown on her face. Truly, we are blessed to have the love and warmth of a mother in our lives. My dua is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward her for her sufferings. Ma, from your children, you only think you know how much we love you. These words I've said over in my mind. Perfection, I wonder, am I to it blind? I've searched my soul for this purity I know. But words are just words. It's far better to show. عدت واستجدي رضاكِ